morning for those of you joining us and haven't been with us yet. I'm Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. Happy to be with you. Of course, you can check out anything Steve Gruber on social media at Steve Gruber Show on Facebook and Twitter. Of course, you can go to www.stevegruber.com for anything else that's not on social media. But, you know, it seems like a steady theme this morning, but it's everywhere. Talked about cancel culture, talked about the woke crowd. And the question of who's next. And our next guest this morning can offer a little bit insight. Maybe he knows who might be next. He's actually worked with folks who have been, quote unquote, canceled by some. And that's Al Regnery, the founder, publisher of Republic Book Publishers. Sorry. Al, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
All right. So, Republic Book Publishers. Now, the intent behind the company is somewhat unique, but somewhat timely, and it's at this juncture in our culture, in our media, everybody seems to be being canceled. Can you tell us a little bit about how you may have been affected by that?
Sure. Book publishing is dominated by five major companies. Based in New York. Four of them are owned overseas. They are part of what we call big media, and they're dominated by people on the left. The books that they publish are primarily, well, they're across the board. They publish the conservative book if the author is a celebrity or they think they can sell a lot of books. They're willing to make some money if they, even on our side. But there are some smaller publishers, primarily also left-leaning. So I started this new company a couple of years ago basically to fill that void, that niche of people that couldn't get published otherwise. And we've already had a couple of books that were canceled by New York publishers because they didn't like the message. Simon & Schuster, which is the biggest publisher, had 3,500 employees and authors and contractors write, sign a petition saying we will not publish anything by anybody or we don't want to that came from the Trump administration. That was after they had signed Mike Pence.
Right.
They went ahead and did it anyway. They had canceled earlier Josh Hawley's book, The Senator from because of what he did on January 6th,
right.
Asking the Constitution to be followed in the Senate, and they've canceled that. There have been a bunch of others. We've had books that we picked up that had been canceled. And then one of the more interesting things we did, we have a book on Abraham Lincoln, wonderful little book called Old Abe by John Cribb. It's a novel about Abraham Lincoln's last 5 years. And we advertised it on Facebook at Christmas time, and Facebook would not take the ads. They said they were political.
I'm sorry, I got to stop
still
you,
fighting,
Al.
Still fighting the election of 1864.
It was a controversial one, Al, but Abe Lincoln, a book about Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. The hero are, probably one of the greatest Americans, greatest people ever lived. And there have been thousands of books written about Abraham Lincoln. But anyway, so we advertised here. We tried to, and four different times they turned us down. And we couldn't figure out why. We went back and forth with them. It was an amazing process, and they still wouldn't do it. And they said, well, it just doesn't meet our political standards. And what it turned out was that, in fact, Mike Pence had endorsed the book. And in the ad, we just said, this is one of the greatest books that Alan Lincoln I've ever read by Mike Pence. That's when he was still a vice president, so they wouldn't run it. Well, the upshot of it was, for us, it was a great advantage because we then went on to Fox News, put the author on Fox News. And in fact, the book went to the top of the bestseller charts. So we sort of got back at them, I guess. But anyway, that's the kind of things that happens. It can happen again today or tomorrow. We started our company. We've had about 30 books, I guess, already on our list that we are publishing and selling. And the thesis is that books are the thing that probably make more difference than anything else in the world. I mean, books have changed the world. You look at the Bible, and you look at Plato's Republic and countless other books that have been published much more recently that people refer to that change the way you think and so on. So books are, even in the digital age, books are extremely important. And, you know, if the left can shut us down, can cancel us, they'll do their best to try to do it.
Al, I mean, it's a beautiful thing that you guys are doing. Obviously, the free market is working, thankfully, still.
Still does, yes.
As of now. But one thing I wanted to ask you, anything on the horizon that maybe our listeners in about a minute here, anything you can tip us off to that we should be on the lookout for, some interesting reads over the next few months?
Yeah, there are a couple. I think one of the more interesting books that we recently signed is by Mark Robinson, the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Black Republican. He gives a speech. It sounds like Martin Luther King. He's absolutely fabulous. And he's going to be talking about where he came from, which he was a poor black kid that grew up in a cabin with nine brothers and sisters and an alcoholic father. And he overcame all of that and was elected last time as the lieutenant governor. Very outspoken. It's going to be a wonderful book. We also just signed, that'll be next spring, just after the first of the year, a book by Paul Mango, who was the team leader of the crowd that developed the coronavirus. At the vaccine. This is the story of how that vaccine was developed over less than a year. Never been done before, probably saved a million lives. We think it's probably the greatest accomplishment that the Trump administration did.
Absolutely.
So that's the story of that one. There are several others.
We got to wrap it up, Al. Okay. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's Al Regnery, founder and publisher of Republic Book Publishers, using that free market to put out a message that unfortunately tends to get canceled sometimes in our culture. Al, we thank you for being on, and happy to talk with you.
Thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
All right. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber here on The Steve Gruber Show. Coming back after this.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the